Please take your Bibles, turn to Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 17, and I'll be reading verses 16 through 34, and our reverence to God, please stand as His word is read. Acts chapter 17, beginning in verse 16. When Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was deeply distressed when he saw that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with those who worship God, as well as in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there. Some of the Epicureans and Stoic philosophers also debated with him. Some said, "What is this ignorant show-off trying to say?" Excuse me. Others replied, "He seems to be a preacher of foreign deities because he is telling the good news about Jesus and the resurrection." They took him and brought him to the Areopagus and said, "May we learn about this new teaching you are presenting? Because what you say sounds strange to us, and we want to know what these things mean." Now all the Athenians and the foreigners residing there spent their time on nothing else but telling or hearing something new. Paul stood in the middle of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see that you are extremely religious in every respect. For as I was passing through and observing the objects of your worship, I even found an altar on which was inscribed to an unknown God. Therefore, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, He is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by hands. Neither is He served by human hands, as though He needed anything, since He Himself gives everyone life and breath and all things. From one man He has made every nationality to live over the whole earth and has determined their appointed times and the boundaries of where they live. He did this so that they might seek God, and perhaps they might reach out and find Him, though He is not far from each of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, 'For we are also His offspring.' Since we are God's offspring, then, we shouldn't think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, an image fashioned by human art and imagination. Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God now commands all people everywhere to repent, because He has set a day when He is going to judge the world in righteousness by the man He has appointed. He has provided proof of this to everyone by raising Him from the dead." When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some began to ridicule Him, but others said, "We would like to hear from you again about this." So Paul left their presence. However, some people joined him and believed, including Dionysius the Areopagite, a woman named Demarius, and others with him. You may be seated. Previously, we were looking at Paul's missionary trip as he left Thessalonica. They would not put up with the truth that he was presenting. Paul reasoned with those in Thessalonica, but they caused a riot. The Jewish people from the synagogues that would not accept the truth. Paul was showing them that the Messiah was suffer and rise from the dead, and that Jesus was this Messiah. Well, some believed. Others caused trouble. They got some thugs from the marketplace and started a riot and tried to round up Paul and Silas, couldn't find them. And instead, they grabbed somebody else, brought them to the authorities, and that night, the brothers took Paul and tacked him out of town, and they went away. They came to a place called Berea. In Berea, it says they were a more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and then examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Now, the Thessalonians saw the truth, and they just rejected it. The Bereans said, okay, what you're saying, Paul, makes sense, but we're going to check it out with the Bible just to be sure that it is what God says. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people today that don't do that. I mentioned Sunday that the church just down the road in Katy decided to have drag queen time at the church as a way to embrace all the community. Apparently, it didn't go over well with a lot of people in Katy. And there were people saying, this is not right. But from the church, they said, this is a good thing. There are other churches that have all kind of weird ideas that they will throw a few Bible verses on to make it sound like it's right. We need to be Bereans every day. Don't believe what I say. Check it out and make sure it's what God's Word says. All of us are human and can make mistakes. Some people intentionally try to deceive those in their churches. Others make errors out of ignorance. We should all look at what Scripture says to be sure it's what God would have us to do. And then the Thessalonian Jews, they heard that Paul was teaching in Berea, so they come over to Berea to cause trouble. Paul then leaves Berea. The brothers and sisters help him, and he heads down to Athens. Now, what we can learn from previous is that sometimes it's time for us to move on. There's nothing wrong with moving on if God is directing us to move on. If there's no one listening anymore, God is directed, it's time to go. But there's also time to stay. In Athens, Paul is waiting on Silas and Timothy, who he left in Berea. And he's walking around town. He's talking in the synagogue to the Jewish believers and in the marketplace to anybody who will listen. And in the marketplace, he even runs into some of the philosophers, the Epicureans and the Stoics. That makes a lot of sense, right? You know what they believe, right? Okay. So you probably need me to tell you. It's going to be on the test. If you don't get the test right, you can't leave. You got to stay here and study your Bible until you figure it out. Okay. Epicureans. They were practical materialists. They were ones that believed the gods, they're not involved in human affairs. And humans should pursue pleasure and happiness. They didn't believe in any afterlife, didn't believe in any judgment. They were sort of like Sadducees in Israel. Any good that you're going to get is going to be here and now. Now, the Stoics, they believed that God was the soul of the universe, and you're trying to unite with that soul and be a part of it. And you do it by living a virtuous life. They were sort of like the Pharisees. Do all these things right, and you'll be right with the universe. The Epicureans were like the Sadducees. Grab all the pleasure and happiness you can right now. And the Stoics, they also said, how you deal with adversity also helps you be one with the universe. So Paul, coming into Athens, gets invited to go to the Areopagus, which literally means the Hill of Ares. Also, you can translate it in Latin, Mars Hill. And Paul is there to explain the truth of God to people that do not have a proper understanding of God. And he starts out by talking to these, we would call them pagan people, non-Christian people. He looks for common ground. He says, I see that you're a very religious people. I've walked around town and there's religious altars all over the place. So he compliments them. You're trying to find God. Now, whether they're trying to find God or not was an individual thing. But Paul says, because of all these statues, you show that you're trying to find God. He says, I saw this one statue, and it was inscribed to an unknown God. I want to tell you who that God is. Now, the Athenian people, they haven't found any shrine that has the inscription to an unknown God, so we don't know the exact one Paul was talking about, but there's writings about when they talked about the gods, they always included, and to that unknown God, because they didn't want to offend any God they didn't know the name of that they might have overlooked. So Paul said, I want to explain to you about that God that you say you don't know his name, but you have a shrine to him because you don't want to offend him. This God is the God that created the entire universe. He explained who God really is. God is not some little elf on a shelf that moves when you have to know. There comes that Christmas backdrop with the elf on the shelf that slides around. Okay, forget about it. He's not a little God that's insignificant. The unknown God is the God that made everything there is. And he is the one that I want to tell you about. He's the Lord of heaven and of earth. And he doesn't need us. We need him. We get our little breath and life from him. But we don't exist without his will. But he doesn't need us to make him a little house. He doesn't reside in little shrines made by human hands or inside a little statue formed by metal. God is the one that brought everyone in the world into existence from one man. And we know that one man is Adam. And we also now know through genetics that genetics proves what the Bible has already said. And it's an interesting thing. Science never disproves the truth of the Bible. True science. There are people that try to say it's science to disprove God. But no true science does. When we get down to it, science catches up with the truth of the Bible. What was God's purpose? God's purpose was that people will look for him, seek him, and they will repent. We are all, as Paul used the term, God's offspring. He said, even your poets say that. If we are God's offspring, then we need to understand that God is not like that little statue you see at various places around town. We are something different. God is something different. Now, you worship God through these statues, and God has ignored or been patient with your ignorance. But there's a judgment day coming. And there's going to be a judge. And God proved this man worthy to be the judge by raising him from the dead. And we know that's talking about Jesus. So how did Paul evangelize to a group that had no religious background? He started with a common ground. He explained about who God is and looked at throughout nature you see God. Then he talked about God desires a relationship with us. But we are the ones that have broken, disturbed that relationship with God. And there's a judgment day coming. And God has provided a way for us to be prepared for that judgment day. In Florida, I was listening to the news this morning. It was an announcement that says, right now the time has passed for anybody to safely evacuate. It's time just to hunker down. Well, they had been given warning that the hurricane was coming. They knew it was coming. It's not like in times past and previous centuries that you never knew a hurricane was coming. It just suddenly is there. Now, we know they're coming a week or more out. We see them coming across from Africa. And they come across, go up. Are they going to come in? We don't know for sure. We don't know exactly where they're going to hit, but we know there's a storm coming. Florida knew there was a hurricane coming and about where it was going to hit. They had time to prepare. Some didn't. Some did. And the announcement this morning was, those of you that didn't prepare to leave, there's no leaving now. You're going to face the judgment of the hurricane. It's going to come, and it's going to wreak havoc with where you live. Will you be in your house when it's destroyed? If you didn't prepare and leave, get to a place of safety. God has provided a place of safety for us. It's in the hands of Jesus. His blood protects us from the judgment that's coming. Now, what was the response? When Paul talked about the resurrection, some people made fun of him. Other people said, I'm not sure. Let me hear about this more later. So we had the ones that rejected that made fun of him, the ones that said, I'm not sure, sort of riding the fence. I'll hear some more later. And then we had others that accepted the message. Even one of the leaders of the Areopagus. Now remember, the Areopagus is where they discuss all the latest things going on. It's sort of like TikTok. You know how TikTok brings these all these kinds show you up, or YouTube, people posting the latest thing that's going on, the latest craze. Well, that would fit right in with Athenians. They would be the, if there was TikTok, they would be the TikTok capital of the ancient world, because they wanted to see the latest craze and be a part of it. Well, one of the leaders of this discussion area, Mars Hill, Areopagus, became a believer. And it mentions a lady, Demarius, and many others. We have no indication if a church was formed here, but we know that many individuals did become believers. We can take the example of Paul and use it when we interact with other people. Start with a common ground. Explain the truth about God. Explain about our relationship with God's been broken, how there's a judgment day coming, and how that relationship can be fixed through Jesus Christ. Paul gave the example here to a group that had no biblical background, but he used what they knew to lead them to the truth. We can do the same thing. Stand with me for our closing prayer. Dear God, I thank you for this time we could be here. I pray for those that we encounter, that we share your word with, that you will take those seeds, plant them, let them germinate and grow into salvation. For there is only one way to heaven, and that's through your name, Jesus Christ, that we must be saved. Let us share that good news with everyone we encounter. In Jesus' name, amen.